Welcome to Real Talk. I am Ambassador Curtis Ward. In this episode of Real Talk, I address the twin issues of democracy and human rights. I begin with the premise that no one is free until we are all free. Noted American criminal defense lawyer Clarence Darrow once said, "You can only protect your liberties in this world by protecting the other man's freedom. You can only be free if I am free." There are billions who do not enjoy the basic freedoms we take for granted, and we're often reminded that freedoms, if not zealously guarded, can be taken away. Freedoms and rights are not guaranteed unless we actively pursue them. The January 6, 2021 insurrection, a brazen attempt to overthrow the US presidential election and keep the loser, Donald Trump, in the White House, should be a warning to all freedom-loving Americans. Indeed, a warning to freedom-loving peoples all over the world that we must always be vigilant and we must fiercely defend our democracy, our democratic ideals in words and practice. History will venerate those heroes who were on the front lines on January 6th, fighting for freedoms and our rights, defending democracy. We must be a part of this struggle, all of us. Roger Nash Baldwin, one of the founders and executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, credited with the development of the human rights movement in America several decades ago, said, "So long as we have enough people in this country willing to fight for their rights, we'll be called a democracy." That applies to every country. Baldwin was a human rights trailblazer here in the US and internationally. He helped found the International League for the Rights of Man in 1952 and traveled extensively to advance human rights as a universal cause. The organization's mission was to defend human rights advocates who risked their lives to promote human rights ideals in their own countries. We must continue to defend those human rights advocates. Baldwin was honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Jimmy Carter in 1981. The former president, Jimmy Carter the Humanist, made human rights a core principle of his foreign policy. He said, "Human rights is the soul of our foreign policy because human rights are the very soul of our sense of nationhood." Carter spoke for all countries around the world who believe in democracy and protection of human rights. Carter practiced what he preached. His policies helped to degrade authoritarianism in South America and set the Americas and other parts of the world on a path to democracy and human rights. Protection for all. It is sometimes said, without democracy, there is no human rights, and vice versa. A tour around the world reveals the stark reality of which there is very little focused attention, that the world is in a very bad place. Democracy, basic freedoms, and human rights are constantly under threat in countries where autocratic leaders are in control or are in the ascendancy. Authoritarianism are in the ascendancy. In this 22nd year into the 21st century, humanity is perhaps much worse off than it has ever been since World War II. Billions of people are being deprived of freedoms, which many of us, particularly in liberal democracies, take for granted. And even then, millions are deprived of basic freedoms in the liberal democracies we defend and seek to protect. World leaders are failing in many respects. Conflict situations threaten world order, and resources are concentrated in modernizing competing already powerful military capacities, targeting development of deadly weapons rather than targeting life-saving drugs, personal security, and food security for billions of marginalized, economically and socially deprived peoples around the world. Until leaders everywhere, in rich and poor countries alike, pay more attention to guaranteeing fundamental freedoms to the people they govern and those they affect by their often undemocratic policies, making these freedoms universally applied, the international community will not avoid conflict situations. No one is free until all people are free. There are certain fundamental freedoms which are the inalienable rights of all human beings. These rights include freedom from want of food, medical care and shelter, freedom from harm by the state and out of control criminality, freedom of speech and peaceful assembly, and freedom to petition and hold their governments accountable and responsive to their needs. Access to equal justice for all. The right to live in societies in which there are guarantees of equity and inclusion, and where all forms of discrimination are illegal, including discrimination based on race, ethnicity, gender, cultural and social orientation. Autocrats around the world suppress freedom of the press, and basic freedoms are preserved only for a depraved few. History has taught us that these fundamental freedoms, while nowhere fully guaranteed, are best achieved in conditions where the people have unfettered access to select their leaders, in societies where the vote is free and fair, and no part of society seeks to deny another this fundamental right. Arguably, the world's leading liberal democracy, the United States of America, is forced to face these challenges to these fundamental freedoms in the aftermath of perhaps the most autocratic leaning, the most undemocratic president in the past 100 years. Our generation will be judged by succeeding generations and how decisively we act to counter the enemies of freedom in our midst. A quick tour of the world will highlight the many conflicts, corrupt and oppressive governments, and the lack of fundamental freedoms which proliferate unchecked. The degree of abuse varies from country to country, whether egregious or otherwise. Human rights abuses and denial of freedoms are crimes against humanity. no continent is spared denial of basic freedoms. All regions in the world suffer a deficit of basic freedoms and denial of fundamental human rights. The more autocratic, the more authoritarian the government, the more profound the threats. This is true of Afghanistan, China, Myanmar, in the Middle East, across several countries in Africa, in Eastern Europe, particularly Russia, Belarus, Hungary, and Kazakhstan, and in the Americas, particularly in South and Central America and in the Caribbean. Where basic freedoms are denied, there's also injustice. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Of the American presidents who succeeded Carter, while to varying degrees defended human rights at home and around the world, none has come close to prioritizing the protection of human rights in their foreign policies as he did. Donald Trump, the American president who cared the least for human rights at home and abroad, exercised human rights from U.S. geopolitical relations during his presidency. Trump, enamored by autocratic strongman rule in Russia, North Korea, Hungary, and the Middle East, sought to overturn the democratic process in America. Wannabes in other parts of the world were encouraged by his aberrant behavior. A few political leaders in the Americas mimicked his autocratic style. Russian President Vladimir Putin, by invading Ukraine in his territorial grab and aspirations for his expansion of a moribund Russian empire, sought to destroy democracy and human rights in Ukraine and Europe. In order to reverse this troubling trend, the world needs a renaissance of human rights advocacy and strengthening of democracy in countries around the world. Human dignity demands creation of a new international norm which eliminates poverty and marginalization. The international community collectively and in concert must strive to advance humanity in a new paradigm in which an overwhelming majority of the world's population can realize freedom from want and other basic freedoms while living in free societies. The iconic leader Nelson Mandela, whose personal sacrifice and persecution awakened global consciousness and arose the conscience of the world to force an end to apartheid in South Africa, famously said, "While poverty persists, there's no true freedom." The same can be said that wherever other elements of human security are lacking, basic freedoms certainly will not abound. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, whose wife Eleanor Roosevelt, a fierce human rights advocate who served as the first chair of the UN Human Rights Commission and spearheaded the drafting of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. President Roosevelt said, "Freedom means the supremacy of human rights everywhere." And former President John Kennedy also said, "The rights of every man are diminished when the rights of one man are threatened." the stakes are too high for apathy to be an option. As reggae icon Bob Marley admonished in song, get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Because no one is free until all people are free. You've been listening to Real Talk with Ambassador Curtis Ward. Thank you for listening.